How about Yosimo?
Hi, good evening. Just like to be makdim a very, very sweet story, which I find is quite powerful. Very sweet story. We know that Rabbi Gamliel, the Tana Rabbi Gamliel, he had a servant, he had a slave, and the slave was called Tovi.
Tevi.
And he was a very spiritual bloke. He wasn't the regular servant slave that you know of. He put on tefillin, Rabbi Gamliel let him put on tefillin. And listen to this interesting story that Rabbi Gamliel, that takes place in the Medrash. It's a sweet story, quite powerful. Rabbi Gamliel one day tells his servant, Tobi, go to the marketplace and go buy something nice for me from the shuk. Right? What does he come back with?
Fish.
He comes back with? He comes back with a tank. Thank you. A few days later, he comes back with a loshen, a tongue, to eat, like a meat, instead of meat, normal, a tongue to eat. Then a few days later, he tells him, please go to the marketplace and buy something which is not kashmak. Buy something not so nice. What does he come back with? He comes back with a loshen, he comes back with a tongue. And Gamliel turns around to the servant, what's pshat? He's a very spiritual person, this Tobi. He says, what's pshat? I told you to buy something good and you bring a tongue. And I told you to buy something not gashmak and you bring a tongue. And he said back to Rabbi Gamliel, a tongue could either be extremely good and a tongue can either be extremely bad. That's the point he was trying to make to Rabbi Gamliel. You want something gashmak? I went to buy you a tongue. A tongue can do Torah, can do all sorts of things, can make people happy. And a tongue could be the worst of the worst. That's what the powerful message that the Tovi Avdoi, I just found it a very sweet story, but it's a very, very geshmaka story to abandon into the Medrash today. It's a very interesting maizah. Now, I just want to share with the Olam, okay, we can't be mad too much in Musa. I actually saw, bumped into the Mate Ephraim. After the Mate Ephraim tells everyone that's a maila to learn Musa and says Meitshuva, he tells him, but don't learn too much Musa. The Eker shouldn't be the limit of Musa. He says, because it's similar to medication. When it comes to refor saguf, the more if a person overdoes it with an overdose, it has a bit of overdose, or he has his medication too often, then the body becomes used to it, and he's rogil to the medication, and it hasn't got the same effect. That's the big problem with antibiotics nowadays. It's a current issue. But, so, says the Mate Ephraim, similarly, when it comes to sorting out the neshama, you can't overdo it, because it has very little effect after a bit of time. That's what he writes. Mate Ephraim mentions that, he says, rather, what should be the ikar limud? The ikar limud should be, in Aseres Meitshuva, should be learning Maseches Yuma, the Purushim of the Avodah, which is 8 prokim in Maseches Yuma, and Shulchan Aruch, partial to know what to do over the Yom Nirim. That's what the Mate Ephraim writes, that the ikar limud should be during the Aseres Meitshuva. I just want to share with the Olam a very interesting shayla that took place the first day of Rosh Hashanah, but I find it's Nagir, it's very common for it to happen Yom Kippur, and Sukkos, and last day Sukkos. And that is when it comes to duchening. As in Chutz Loretz, we don't duchen every day, we only duchen on Yom Tov. So when it comes to Yom Tov, we duchen, but with the smaller minyonim that took place, the first day Adam was in a smaller minyon, there was no kohen. So we had a bit more money for the kupah, right? Because we were able to sell the aliyah of Rishon and Sheni, we were able to sell it for a good amount of money. But the Maisa, there was no kohen. When it came to Musaf, the Chazan, when it came to Ritzei, looked around, should he say, V'si'orev alecha asiraseinu, we weren't sure what's going to happen, we didn't say it. And the Maisa, someone ran across the road to try and get a kohen, already early on in Shemini Esra. The Maisa drew Moedim, the Chazan actually did it, took a bit longer over Moedim to wait to see if there's a kohen. It came to Chsev L'chaim Tovim, and in came a kohen running and huffing and puffing. He was all ready, he was going to get his talis, he was quite excited, he's going to bench the Olam. Oh, like Ravigda mentioned, has he missed the boat or not? What happened to Maisa was, there were a few people that gave a sour face, looked at the people which were in charge and said, no way, how can the Kohen come to Duchen if he only arrived in Shul by Moedim? The halacha is, it's a Gemara. It's quite an interesting drasha, but we know the halacha is that if a Kohen for a Kohen to be able to duchen, he has to actually start going to the duchen, to the place where he duchens. He has to start moving Akiras Raglav from Ritzay, during Ritzay. We learn it from a Pasuk, it's mashma from Aaron HaKohen, that he benched everyone while he was doing the Avodah. So it's mashma that you have to start doing something during when the Shliach Tzibah is in the middle of the Avodah, the Brocha of the Avodah is Ritzay. Okay, we dash it from a Pasuk that a Kohen has to move. That's the big Shaila. Kohenim and Eretz Yisrael are still in the middle of Shemini Esra, they should move a little bit during the Shemini Esra. Because if they miss the Shliach Tzibur, once the Shliach Tzibur says, Amas Shechnosu L'Tzion, and the Kohen didn't move, he can't duchen. He's no more duchening. The whole duchening is finished. Now this Kohen, think about the Shaila, right? This Kohen, he did move his legs to the way to the duchen during Ritzay, because it took him 5 minutes to come from the shul that he was. He was all the way upstairs, and they asked him, please come across the road, and it was well before Ritzay, perhaps even right at the end of the middle bracha, and he made his way, but it wasn't in the shul that he made his way. He only arrived during Moedim, and it's happened a few times in Shaila, and a few times I've seen that they've been mevasalit because the Kohen only arrived at Moedim. But really, the strict halacha is that he can. He can because he was moving at the time that the chazan was saying Ritzay, and he was heading to the place of the duchen. That's a very important point. Heading to that place, the moshal, I say heading to that place, because in Eretz Yisrael is a very common shaila. There's halacha, you need to wash your hands beforehand, right? You need to wash your hands, though. The Levim try to wash their hands like Chatzchalef. The Levim is a bit of a struggle in Eretz Yisrael, so they do it themselves sometimes. Okay, you need to wash your hands before you duchen. But what happens? They're up to Vesachazeno, Yonenu, Shuch, Latim, Brachmim, and the Kohen realizes, hey, hang on a second, I need to go there to duchen, but I need to go outside to wash my hands. Right? Going there is not considered going to the duchen. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you should go to the duchen, and someone should bring you water. The Lamaisa doesn't happen in Eretz Yisrael. No, it happens every day that they're not equipped for it, they're not geared up for such a thing to happen, that they should go there, someone should bring you water. It's not going to happen. What they do is, interesting, they run there, a bit to the water place to wash their hands. They go a bit further on from the water place, and then they start going to the duchen, two steps, and on the way they start a few steps going to the duchen, and on the way they wash their hands like that. Once they've passed two or three steps past where they wash their hands, then they go back on themselves two or three steps, and on the way they wash their hands. Right? This halacha sounds interesting, but the ma'aseh is it's ma'akev. If a Kohen is not actually making his way to the duchen during Ritzay or the end of Ritzay, then he can't duchen. The Ma'aseh, that's what happened the first day in Rosh Hashanah, he can't duchen. The Ma'aseh, I think where they went wrong a bit is that there is an opinion that holds that. The Ma'aseh, the Ikar Din is that because the Kohen was walking towards the shul at the time of Ritzay, right? He doesn't have to actually hear the Ritzay, according to the most poskim, and therefore, really, he should have duchened. He should have done the duchening. So really, you have this small manyanim, the Kohen's running in, he runs in at Moedim, it's okay, because usually you can assume that he's already started coming, he's coming to Shul to duchen. If that's the case, that would be okay for him to duchen. It's just interesting.
If he arrived at his place, it would say, he should be shuffled around a bit.
If he's arrived, I guess, right, it is worth, he would know to shuffle, if he's there already, but I would say they all know to shuffle around and make their way a little bit, that's definitely. But the crunch of the shayla over here is that he wasn't in the shul at the time of Ritzay, but he was on his way. Is that okay? And make Adin, we say that's okay, that he can go ahead.
So he thought he could have missed it.
Yeah, the mice, if he's going on the way, that's okay. That's going to be okay. Rabbi Yitzhak, we've got loads to cram in. Okay, and we're going to have a look at Mitzvah Shem. If a person today by Ma'ariv forgets to say Hokeh LaKodesh, he says HaMelech HaKodesh. Right? And he says, Hokeh LaKodesh. We know that's Ma'akum. What's that halacha when it comes to HaMelech HaKodesh? A person says, Hokeh Melech HaMelech HaMishpot, and Mamish Mishnah. If someone says, Melech HaMishpot, we know that it's fine. If he forgets Rochenu, we know it's fine. If you forget Michamuch, it's fine. Uchsoiv, Besef HaChaim, we know it's fine. But I want to change the Nusach from it's fine, that we know when it gets a Yalav Yovei. When it comes to Ma'ariv on Rosh Chodesh, we know it's okay. It's okay, you forget Yalav Yovei, it's okay. You forget Atochin Antono or Motzei Shabbos, it's okay, because you're going to do Alakos. It's not the case, when it comes to Zachrino and the four additions, plus HaMelech HaMishpat, it's not the Nusach, it's okay. You should know Toysfus in Brochus, your base on the base says, that if a person forgets Zachrino L'chaim, one of the four additions, we don't pass like that. But some shit is that based on the makom. You're based on the base. He says you have to be choyza. HaMelech HaMishpat is even worse. Rif, Rambam, Rosh, Shulchan Aruch all hold that you have to go back to Hashiva Shevteinu as much as you do for HaKeila HaKodesh. If you forget HaMelech HaKodesh, you have to go back. The Rif, Rambam, Rosh, Shulchan Aruch also hold you have to go back. We only just don't go back because the Ramah brings the Shittah on the Rabbeinu Yonah that says because you're mentioning the word Melech, so it's okay, although the Rishonim don't understand what the Shaykhaz is. What's Shaykhaz? If someone says Melech, it's not the Mishpat, has nothing to do with what you say HaMelech HaMishpat. What do you say? When you say Melech Oyhev, Tzedakah HaMishpat, what does that mean? A king who likes when people do Tzedakah HaMishpat. That has no relevance and no Shaykhaz to HaMelech HaMishpat, the king who is the Mishpat. Rabbeinu Menachem says, well, what's this fine matter? You're saying, because you mentioned Melech, so, but the evidence is okay. Kids, the most Rishonim hold that you're not Yosef, you say Melech HaMishpat, Mishpat. So I'd just like to give it extra emphasis. You should know some Rishonim, some Sfaradim. You go to the Yosef Shul, Bevadi Yosef, Bitzchak Yosef, they all hold that's Ma'akov. If a person forgets to say HaMelech HaMishpat, he has to go back to Shemona Esra. And in fact, that's the whole machlokas in the Sfaradim, whether you have to go back. The Ben Ishchai held you don't need to because he held the Ramah, and the Rabbi Vadi Yosef held you do need to because he held the Shulchan Aruch, and that was Rabbi Yitzchak himself told me 7 years ago that when he was younger, so sometimes he was naughty, and when he was naughty, his father gave him a punishment. What was his punishment? That every time he has to go to a shul, a local shul, open the Sidurim, and where it said that in Shokach, Ein Tzorach Lach, sorry, he had to rub out the Ein. You have to rub out the Ein, Tzorach Lach, so he al Taka, you have to be Chayza. That's Taka how he held. I just want to bring out a point that although we know that's not Ma'akov, especially Melech HaMishpat, it's very hard to remember. It's the middle of Shemini Esra, so you know you could be dreaming about all sorts of things. So Melech HaMishpat, it's worth, again, you've got Gedolei Rishonim that hold this Ma'akov. Again, we hold Brochel about the Sofer Brochel's Lachel, you don't repeat. Right, so I think it's a very choshev to remember HaMelech HaMishpat, and also Zochrin, all four editions, according to Tosis, is Ma'akov. So it's just give it extra boost, and don't forget, we need the Chaim, so it's a Chakadai to add it in as well. Right, let's the Ma'atman again to the Chsoiv. Then we have an interesting Shaila. Let's say you forget the Chsoiv, the Chaim, Tevim, Kol, Ben, Ivri, Yisachar. You carry on, V'choy, L'chaim, Yiduch, HaSalav, Yehal, L'shum, Chav, Emes, Hokeil. You say the Shem HaShem of Hokeil, Yishol, Seinu. And then you realize, I forgot Chsoiv. Do you go back to Chsoiv and then repeat Hokeil, Yishol, Seinu, Ezra, Seinu, Salah? You've said the word Hokeil already. So is it so Gishmak? Halach is fine. There's no problem going back to Hokeil. It's Negeta Alamechio. Sometimes on Shabbos, you forget to add in or Ritzevach, 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 Shabbos is there. And you've carried on Ki Ato, Hashem, Tov, Hashem, even Hashem, Hashem. Hashem, Tov, Mitzvah, Hokeil. And then you realize, hey, what happened to Ritzevach, Ritzevach? You can go back and say Hashem, Hashem, Hashem again. That's not a problem when it comes to Alamechio. So it's not the Shem Hashem which is relevant to the actual bracha. Then we have a shayla that comes to Shabbos, it's coming to Shabbos Shuva, and it's interesting to know the Ben Ishchai, we were discussing about chapping mitzvahs, the Ben Ishchai writes that learning on Shabbos, very interesting, I don't know where, he says, Kosvo hakach hamukubolim, that the limud HaTorah a person does has 1,000 times more great value than the limud HaTorah a person does during the week. Very interesting. Now, I don't know if you can take that at face value. I ask the God, and God will be Yisrael, and then it's Yisrael. So then I can sleep all week, and then a couple of hours on Shabbos, I'll learn a bit in Shabbos afternoon, and then make up for... Yeah, and I might say again the Shabbos, it's not mamish like that, but a pika bola, it certainly has... It's a very... We get the idea, it's a very chosh of a dach. A very fascinating thing, which Rabbi Shlomo Hoff mentioned last year, I think is a very, very geshmaka, powerful nekuda. He quoted the Torah, the Shittas HaTorah. The Torah, I don't know if you remember this, the Torah said, we actually spoke to him about it, but the Torah mentions that in some places in Sfarad, Yesh Mekom is Sfarad, that they would wake up early Shabbos morning and say Slichas on Shabbos morning, Shabbos Shuva. Fret the Torah, the Tema, this is a palette. Fret the Torah, I don't understand. What are you doing saying Slichas on Shabbos? There's a halacha, the Ein Masri, Ein Marie, and you're not allowed to daven and cry out to Hashem on Shabbos. Shabbos is the Yom Menucha. We don't do such things on Shabbos, right? Vani tamia al min hokom. Share ein Marian b'Shabbos. Are you staying tannis? Yeah? Says the Bis Yosef. The Bis Yosef, he justifies the minig because the Gemara carries on saying there that if there's an immediate danger, let's say there's floodings, all the chavis of goyim have sieged the town, then you're allowed to be Marian on Shabbos. Says the Bais Yosef, right? I can justify the people who say slichas on Shabbos because kiven Shabbos says you made tshuva had tefillah nishmas yoisa. The tefillah is more makubal, and as well, a person is mukhali is nikmar dina beyom kippah. Ein lechal davar nochatz yoisim mizay. It's a very important days. Therefore, it's similar. You can equate the days of aseres made tshuva to immediate risk. There's immediate risk involved over here. It's like where goyim have taken over the town, or where there's flooding is taking place, in which case you're allowed to daven on Shabbos. That is the case on aseres made tshuva, that every single day counts, and therefore on Shabbos he justifies the minhag. He ends up saying we don't do it, but he justifies those who have that minhag. Just very powerful words of the Bais Yosef, which Shlomo Hof made it brought out last year. And then we have a Motzah Shabbos. Motzah Shabbos this year is leading on to Sunday, which Sunday is Erev Yom Kippur. We know Erev Yom Kippur is one of the three mitzvahs that are nicer to eat. Which three mitzvahs in the Torah have each of us have got zechus three times a year to eat, and with the eating we're makayim a mitzvah deraisa? One is matzah, that's the easy one. Okay, thank you. Sukkah, that's a trick one. The first night sukkah, when we have a kezayis, or some hold a kebetza, when we have chamisha, we don't test as well, is a mitzvah deraisa. Again, this year we haven't got arba minim deraisa, but we've got achilas lechem. The first night of sukkah is a mitzvah deraisa. The third mitzvah to eat is erev in kippah, is a mitzvah deraisa to eat. And when it comes to Motzah Shabbos, it's kedai to have Malev Malka. The Matzah Fry mentions it's kedai, even if a person doesn't usually wash on Motzah Shabbos, but this year, this week, Aseres Yom Tshuva, it's kedai to wash. And specifically this year, that you have it falling on Erev in Kippur, which according to the Magen Avraham already starts in the night time, so Motzah Shabbos has already started the Erev in Kippur. Then, according to that, that'll be your Chaparan Mitzvah Deraisa. Again, Rashi is a diuk and Rashi in Ksuvah Sat Nishnazo, Abba Sofet Deraisa Lachumra. According to the Magen Avraham, the Mitzvah of eating starts already by night, so really, a Motzah Shabbos, you should start eating, so Sofet Mitzvah Deraisa. Again, all the person get busy, why don't make a broch on it? Al Achilles Erev in Kippur. No matter, that's when they get to that. Then you have, okay, Aaron Kippur is a Yom Tov. Yeah, you should know, I don't know, the Maisa, the Ramah says there's a minig to go to a place like Kvaros and Davon, the Aaron Kippur, just like on Rosh Hashanah. But that minig is not miskabel really, because it's very different to Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah is not a Yom Tov. Aaron Kippur is a Yom Tov. The Yavit says, where's the Ramah coming from that you go to a place like Kvaros? On Yom Tov, you go to, every year, your Shavuz, you go to a place like Kvaros, you don't go to a place like Kvaros and Shavuz. Yom Tov, Erev Kippur is a Yom Tov, therefore that minig hasn't been so makubal. Erev Rosh Hashanah is more makubal to go to Bais HaKvaros. What is the mitzvah riddle? What's the longest mitzvah deraisa that it takes for a person to be mekayim? A person blows shofar, how long does it take? Okay, some people take taka takes an hour. But for how long does it take to be mekayim? The arba minim? 1 minute, yeah? What mitzvah takes the longest time to be mekayim? Fasting on the kippah, it takes 24 hours, right? That's the mitzvah, the raisa, that's a nice chat, right? Because it takes you, in order to be mekayim, the mitzvah, the raisa, you need to fast for the length of time of 24 hours to get through that mitzvah. Right. So 25 hours, yeah? Okay. Sukkah takes 7 days. Sukkah takes 7 days, but every second, yeah, okay, we can done that, yeah? Rabbi Isai, at the time I stopped, that's mitzvah Mamshach tomorrow. Good.